Listen, Tuesday, today, could be the start of great things for you. If you set your compass, if you take a moment to take a breath, and that's what we're doing. We'd like to do this on a Tuesday, around about this time. Helen Garner joins me in the studio, as per usual, on a Tuesday. Happy Tuesday, Helen. How you doing today?
Happy Tuesday, Mark. It feels like it's been a long week for you.
Yes. It does. I don't know. Some days fly. Some days drag.
No, you're right. You're right.
I don't know if there's something going on right now with the moon or with I'm feeling like it's. But you know what?
It feels like Thursday.
It feels like Thursday. But it's also probably because there's like a long weekend looming. You know,
that's true. That really like messes up the weekly clock.
It does. It throws things off.
In a good way.
If you get the Friday off, I mean, a lot of folks are still going to be working hard on a Friday, but it just feels like the weekend is coming that much closer for many people. And if you're one of them, if you want to make the most of this short week, well, you know, this is the show. This is the moment where we like to give you some tips and tricks and things to try out, to experiment with, often at no charge to you. We try to focus on things like breathing and little life hacks, body hacks, nutritional things today, because we are there's a definite nip in the air on the North Coast.
Oh, there is. I mean, we are coming towards the solstice.
The winter solstice.
Yeah, 22nd. So we're coming towards the longest.
The longest? Is it the longest night?
Yes,
and the shortest day of the year?
Depending on where the moon's at, it's 22 or 23.
Okay, so.
But we're still heading towards that. I always get excited the day after that because I know I'm closer to summer.
That's when the days start getting immediately longer day by day.
Immediately.
But we know we.
But yes, there's so much. There's so many sniffles going around still. There's a bad flu at the moment.
There are a couple of bugs that are bouncing around. Talk to anyone who's got kids at school right now.
Oh gosh,
you will know. And I've heard rumblings of the swine flu bouncing around. There's measles and mumps outbreaks. You just really want to be giving your immune system as much of a boost as you can right now.
Absolutely.
Let's be honest. There are. Lots of options out there on the multivitamin front, but they can cost you, they can set you back quite a bit. And I'm trying to think of really efficient ways to give your system a fighting chance without breaking the bank necessarily.
Mm. But also the thing is you want to say food is medicine.
Food is medicine.
That's honestly what we need to actually, that needs to be something that needs to be in the back of our minds all the time. Food is medicine.
Yeah. It wasn't, which ancient Greek person said that? It was one of them. It was like Socrates. I'm just going to throw it.
It was not Socrates.
Plato. One of them. One of those old guys. But food, when you're doing it right, it's nourishing your body, and it is. It can cure what ails you often. So, on the immune boosting front, do you have any go-to nibbles, munchies, or condiments that are your part of your staple flu fighting or immune boosting toolkit, Helen?
on the spot. I'm a huge vitamin C fan, that's for sure. But when I'm feeling like things are going pear shaped, you hit the garlic.
The garlic, hey.
Totally.
Oh, the garlic bomb.
Gotta have a garlic bomb.
This is something I believe in. I had an eccentric great uncle who used to swear by garlic. Whenever you started to feel a little hint of a sniffle, you nip it in the bud.
Yes.
But his thing was, you got to go raw garlic, a clove or two, and you're gonna down it in its raw state, no cooking, no frying, no preserve, and it's gonna burn, but it's gonna work. Do you go that pure, Helen, or do you go for like the garlic pill, supplements?
I've had the garlic pill before when I've needed to make sure that it's getting in, or I just crush it and put it into food.
So cooking with garlic.
A lot. And I love the taste, let's be honest.
Yeah, look, garlic, I think it's fantastic. Not everyone loves the aroma, though, on one's breath after a good garlic.
No, that's why you need to floss.
I'm going to tell you about a little thing that I've discovered recently. But here's my tip. If you want, I reckon still the best way to get the maximum benefit, the immune boosting power of garlic. Before you go to bed, if you can take a clove or two, and smash it.
But chew it.
Well, this is the thing, because it burns, right? If you've got a good fresh garlic, it's really going to burn on the way down. So, I've learnt this tip. you want to get something like well, you can either grate, if you're allowed to eat cheese, you can either grate cheese or you can go for a kind of a cream cheese, and you can sort of create a little envelope around the you know, you take your garlic clove and you can kind of cut it into little pieces, little segments, and you sort of envelop each one in a little bit of cheese, so that that sort of, you know, protects your esophagus from being absolutely blasted one way.
Oh, there's a YouTube video waiting here from you.
I'll do it. I will. But just to kind of make it a little bit more of an adventure, if you take a little Tabasco sauce and you put it on the little thing, then you've got a cool...
And do you swallow it or do you chew it?
I chew it, but, you know, it's a very quick chew. It's like a chew and then down, so that you don't get too much of that raw garlic, because it's quite astringent. It's quite hectic, and of course, you know, you're going to probably want to sleep on the couch if your significant other is sensitive to you breathing garlic out all night, and you know it comes out through your pores.
Mozzies don't love it.
The mozzies apparently don't love it, but the thing is, I swear by this, if you start feeling the early onset of cold or flu, and you can whack it with some heavy garlic, you might sweat out through the night, but in the morning you're going to be feeling a lot better than you would have otherwise.
And actually, I had a look. There's the eight reasons why garlic is so good for you. It helps to boost your immune system.
Mm-hmm.
It helps reduce high blood pressure. It helps reduce cholesterol levels. It can help with the prevention of cancer. So that's speaking of colon cancer specifically.
Okay.
It has antibiotic properties. So that's what it is, nature's antibiotic. They do say that. So it's been shown to suppress the growth of fungi elements and protozoa elements, viral infections, and numerous bacteria. It may prevent Alzheimer's and dementia, and can improve athletic performance, and it helps detox the body. So there is so much there, and there's a thing called allicin that it releases, and that's the important thing.
Allicin?
Yes.
I haven't seen her in ages. Why wouldn't you want this in your life, garlic? Look, apart from the garlic breath.
But then you just have to floss.
But no, Helen, listen, this is the thing. I not long ago, well, must have been a year or two back, I discovered this. There's a product called Garlicked. Locally produced, South African. I tried to do some research to see if it's still available. Apparently, the company that makes it closed after COVID. They were one of the many business casualties, so you can't actually get it anymore. But their website, or there's still a write-up online that explains what this thing is, why it works, and I reckon you could kind of make a home concoction that could do similar stuff. So, see, the thing is with garlic, why flossing isn't just enough is because garlic releases a whole bunch of sulfuric compounds in your belly, in your gut. Part of that amazing stuff, that, you know, all its great properties, is that it works at a gut level. But if you're using mouthwash or gum stuff, you're not getting to the problem, because it's actually coming up. All that garlic breath is actually emanating from your gut. So this Garlicked supplement, what it was a concoction that incorporated four main ingredients: parsley seed oil, green tea extract, chia seed oil, and peppermint oil.
Oh, wow.
All of those known to sort of neutralize the sulfury compounds that create the funky garlic smell. So I reckon, even though you can't get this thing anymore, if you have to make yourself some green tea, and do a bit of a parsley and peppermint leaf infusion in that green tea.
I like parsley in tea.
You're getting, so there's three out of four there. Mm. You've got your parsley, peppermint oil, green tea. I reckon that'll go a long way to neutralizing the unpleasant smelly side effects of garlic, and you still get all the health benefits of the garlic and that.
Yeah, because the sulfur compounds in garlic are the primary cause of the beneficial effects.
You want them. You just don't want to smell them.
You want the side effects.
Well, yeah, you don't want people to sort of recoil when you walk into the room.
Or don't you? Then you can be left alone.
Well, yeah, it depends how antisocial you are. But, you know, I'm sure you've had yoga classes that you've conducted, Helen, where you definitely know someone had garlic on the table.
No, for sure. Coming straight out the pores.
Yeah. So, yeah. Not always what you want, but there you go. Try it. You could just save yourself lots of grief with cold and flu symptoms.
And that's the thing. If you're feeling a niggle now, nip it in the bud with a garlic clove, and make sure it's fresh.
There you go. And then down some green tea with
grab some parsley while you're there. Parsley, as you're passing
peppermint.
By.
Ah, feel fantastic. There you go. Tuesday, that's your free tip for Take a Breath Tuesday.
Sorted.
Sorted. And Helen, for those that want to find out more about your adventures in food and in life, where can they find you on Instagram?
I'm Helen Garner Yoga.
There you go. Okay, you're not going to actually see lots of foodie posts there. It's mainly going to be Helen doing amazing yoga stuff. But there are links in bio.
But I am eating.
Yeah.
And I have a link tree. So links in bio.
Check it out. Check it out. You heard it here on Radio Life and Style. Bringing you back to the music. Helen, have a terrific Tuesday.
Thank you, Mike. You too. Fast week.
Yeah.